Let's look to the Lord in prayer and we'll just jump into our study. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your love for us and for your grace as you've displayed it to us through Christ and his work on our behalf at Calvary. We thank you so much for that. And we thank you that you did all the doing. We do only the receiving and the believing and receiving. So we thank you so much for that and for what the lessons that we have in 1 Corinthians that as we study your book, that that you might work through the word in people's lives. And so we would have things that we can use for our life and ministry in this dispensation of grace. We thank you for all things, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, we as I said, we didn't do the lesson I was supposed to do. We came to an interesting question, and you recall this from our lesson week ago, and that's, what is the mystery? And I think we may have gotten through one facet of it, because it's several things. The mystery, the secret God had been keeping, that he didn't reveal to anybody until he revealed it to the Apostle Paul. And he told Paul, make everybody see it. Now, he didn't tell Paul, make only the people that are saved from you forward see what the mystery is. He said, make how many men see the mystery? All men. And so that's why Paul went to the Jerusalem Council. He said, I went up by revelation. It was the Holy Spirit that sent Paul to the Jerusalem Council, because part of that all men was the 12, the apostles of Israel prior to the change of dispensation. So everything Paul said to them and everything Paul wrote, all of his epistles, pertain to those Jews as much as they pertain to us. The dispensation, when the dispensation changed, it changed how God was dealing with all men individually rather than nationally. And so this is why Peter sent his people to Paul, said, as our beloved brother Paul hath written you in all his epistles, or all his letters. So they were passed around. So what is that mystery? We know no one knew it until Paul revealed it. And the first aspect, I think, is a great aspect, probably the core, we might say, is the revelation of Paul's gospel. The gospel he was teaching, he went up by revelation to the Jerusalem Council, and then he had to share with them that gospel, which he was preaching among the Gentiles. And he called it my gospel. He called it the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery. So when you use my gospel, that gospel, it's words of distinction. Paul's gospel was an addition, we might say, to the gospel that came before it. And we'll explain that as we go through too. So when Paul started preaching had never been taught before until Paul started preaching it. And then everybody knew it. We can show how Peter knew it, John knew it, the author of the letter to the Hebrews knew it, because it affected them. They were all under that. But Paul never went to people who had already become members of the household of faith. So whatever good news you believed, Adam heard good news. What good news did Adam hear? The seed of that woman's going to crush the serpent's head. Now, he'll bruise his heel. But so that was good news. And I'm sure Adam and Eve heard it, and they believed it. And in fact, I think they all thought that Abel would be that son. And of course, Cain slew Abel, so that didn't work out. And Seth was born. So God, every time Satan used a tactic to destroy the seed line, God countered it. And the seed line was brought down to one male 6 different times in the Word. In those 6 different times, it was brought down to one male. Everything going okay? And God preserved the seed line through one individual. So God countered everything he did. I think Satan thought he had it made. He thought he had God in checkmate when... He definitely thought he had him in check when, if you know anything about chess, and I don't, when Christ was crucified. He thought that was in game, but it wasn't, because he rose again from the dead. So the revelation of Paul's gospel, Paul called it the preaching of the cross, revelation of the mystery. And so it wasn't a limited message for only certain people, as is sometimes taught, especially in right division circles. It was good for everybody. And so he was given to reveal the reconciling of the world to God through Christ's death for sins, his burial and his resurrection on mankind's behalf. So Paul taught what Christ did that established reconciliation for everyone. Now, Israel didn't have reconciliation. They had atonement. Atonement is the Greek kafar, and that simply means a covering. So when the sin wall came up between God and Israel, the blood of the animal sacrifices covered that wall. So God could deal with Israel as though there were no wall there. Nothing between them. Because the blood covered the wall. But new sins required what? New sacrifice over and over and over again. So what Paul was teaching when he taught reconciliation was the sin wall was removed. God is reconciled. So if they had forgiveness under the atonement forgiveness program, we don't have forgiveness. We've got something even better. We have forgiveness for everything past before this, but not for us because our sins were never counted against us our whole lifetimes. But the people back in Paul's day had forgiveness for their past sins, and then their new sins weren't being counted against them any longer. And it's beginning to be taught. I heard a very popular radio teacher today who is a quote-unquote right division teacher, even though some areas we might disagree on, he's teaching reconciliation. He's not using the word forgiveness. I wish he would. But he's saying God reconciled the whole world, not counting their sins against them. But then tell people that that's gone, that they don't have to do something to access that. And that's where the poison comes in. When one fella, texted me, actually called me this last week, and he said, I think this other fella's teaching reconciliation. And I said, why? He said, listen to his message, and he sent me a message, and he said, it's not limited atonement. When Christ died for sins, the atonement was for the whole world.